I talked about leadership. As students listen to this, traits necessary for leadership success. What kind of advice can you give to these students who are interested in business and management level of any business?
Well, you can't back away from taking risk. It's, you know, you've got to be careful about it, and you can't just run that way all the time. But there are times when it makes sense to take risk. It also is time for absolute transparency with your employees on everything that you're doing so that they can all work together as a cohesive team. Usually you do that with your top managers, but when you have significant change, you've got to do that with the whole organization so that they're behind you, that they understand. They don't want to feel like you're talking to them one way and you're really doing something else. If you can do those things, and if you've got a track record of good integrity, that they know that they can believe what you're saying, and that you're not giving them a line of false information, that's very important. You have to be able to be very open with the employees.
So of all these, can you say there's one job that brought you most satisfaction or not as you look back?
You know what I think about now, which makes me kind of feel a little bit strange, is that when I think back of what I was doing at American Motors in my 50s, you know, with this AMC thing, I'm saying, my gosh, I can't believe that I was that aggressive and that positive and so sure of myself. Now that I'm older, I'm thinking, you know, was I out of my element and I didn't know it? But it's amazing how fast you can grow. And if you've got good people to help you, you can handle these things at an earlier age. It's just, you know, you're seeing it every day that happens. But when you think back and you say, oh my gosh, look what I did then and look what I did here and then. Frankly, the most enjoyment I had was way back when I had just the responsibility for sales for the Ford Motor Company in Kentucky and Tennessee. It was really the first time that I had a crew of people instead of just a lot of what I did had where I may have had four or five people working for me. That was the first time I had a significant number, and we could compare ourselves with other districts of the same size with what Chrysler and Chevrolet were doing in the marketplace, what my market share was. Were we wholesaling all of our cars, et cetera, I had all these measures. I really enjoyed that. And it was like having my own little company. But it wasn't threatening because I knew I had the Ford Motor Company behind me. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different when you're like Dollar Thrifty because after 9/11, the banks started sweating under the arms and around the neck. Because they were lending a lot of money to us as well as to other people, and they didn't know what was going to happen. They said, what if your used car values drop much further than what you normally plan on? We're not sure that we want to renew our financing. In fact, that's when I went to Washington to talk to some of our senators and congressmen to tell them that we need to make sure that we can continue to get credit or we're going to be out of business. You know, when you buy 110,000 cars at maybe, let's say, $25,000 or $30,000 a piece, talking is big, big money, you have to have financing. And if they're all nervous about it, you got a real problem. And they're nervous because they see, you know, budget went bankrupt. You know, how we know, how are you guys doing? And
So that trip to Washington, did that pay off to help you?
Well, I think it did with the help of the financial part of it. I think the banking part to keep everybody, you know, running for foxholes. We talked to John McCain. We talked to our Senator Inhofe and our congressman. At least I told our story.
Yeah.